Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. What is life like for the son of an abusive man who drank heavily to overcome the pain of PTSD? Well, the Bible is clear about how the sins of the fathers are passed down through generations, and Bobby McGee is just such a son. For much of his life, Bobby followed in his father's ways until he had an encounter that forever broke the generational curse. With more, here's Deborah Ross.
Well, today I'm here with Bobby McGee, a good friend of mine. We do prison ministry together with he and his wife, Nancy. Bobby came from an alcoholic, abusive father. He came from a generational curse. He came from an abusive situation. And sadly, by the time Bobby was in the fifth grade, he stood before his first judge. At the age of 14, he was a committed youthful offender at 16. Bobby McGee has served 22 years incarcerated, but today, Bobby is a free man, not only free from the physical prison that kept him bound, but also free from the prison of the torment of his soul, from being one who just needed to be loved. And today we're talking with Bobby. He's a musician, he's a songwriter, he's a singer, he goes into prisons, he preaches the gospel, he's a minister of the gospel. Bobby, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good, Deborah.
I'm so glad you're here, Bobby.
Thank you very much. I'm blessed to be here.
Well, this is quite a change from where you came from.
Absolutely.
Being in a recording studio.
Absolutely.
Telling,
who'd have thunk it?
Absolutely. That's great. So, Bobby, you know, we know that you were in prison. And, you know, I'm sure when you went to prison, you were not at all in with God.
No, not at all.
So kind of start us out and tell us your story.
Well, I wasn't raised in a family where there were Christians. My father was a Korean War vet and then a World War II war vet as well. And he was a medic. And my dad saw a lot of things overseas that I realize today that he would have suffered post-traumatic stress. But unfortunately, back in that era, that wasn't something that was attributed to our military. And so being from the mountains of North Carolina, my father tended to drink white liquor. And he would drink liquor to cover up a lot of the memories and the pain that he had inside that he didn't know what to do with it either. And I can remember my father, I was the only son, and so me and my dad would ride around the mountains, and my father would drink. Mm-hmm. And we'd often sing gospel songs, Old Rugged Cross.
Wow.
An old song called In the Garden. And it always amazed me with hindsight is that my dad would sing those kind of songs in the shape that he was in. Mm. Unfortunately, Deborah, when my mother was around, now I have two older sisters and one younger, and when my mother was around, my father would always start arguments. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter if my mother would start it. My father would always make sure there was something. And so, unfortunately, I witnessed a lot of domestic violence. I remember when my two older sisters started getting involved, and I remember they wore marks from my father as well. Mm. Until my father and my mother finally separated. Mm-hmm. And like many abusive relationships, my mother went back to my father. Mm-hmm. And my father did good for a little bit, and we actually moved down here to Charlotte from the mountains down to the Charlotte area. Mm-hmm. And my mother got a job with Eastern Airlines. She was primarily our financial support. My father was kind of hit or miss when it came to work. Mm-hmm. And my father did good for a little bit, but it wasn't long until the same thing started again. I can remember coming home from school in fourth grade and lived over in the Star Mountain section over in South Charlotte, and remember coming home and my mother screaming. Before I even got into our house, I heard her screams, and I walked in to find my mother and father actively in a physical brawl where my father was choking my mother, and I tried to intervene, and my father turned around, and the first time ever that he hit me with a closed fist. And he had got carried away before and would spank me with a belt and get mad and hit me on my legs or up on my back. But this is the first time that he had ever physically hit me with his fist. And, you know, the thing about I remember the most was going to school the next day and the kids laughing at me because my eye was black. And we had always been taught not to talk about our feelings.
Yes.
An old adage in our family was, we don't open that can of worms. And for me, if I cried, my father would say things like, if you want something to cry about, I'll give you something to cry about. So I was taught early to stuff all those feelings. And
now, let me ask you this, Bobby. So you came from a very confusing situation. And I want to throw this in there that brokenness begets brokenness because your father was a broken man. He needed Jesus.
Yes.
He would sing those gospel songs, but no one ever apparently reached him.
Yes.
So he didn't understand what he was singing, although he needed it so bad.
Yes, that's
and
right.
So this spilled over into your life. And so here you are. In prison. You wake up and find yourself in prison.
Right.
So how did, you know, then what?
Well, I started running away from home at an early age, trying to get away from things. And when my father and mother divorced, that left a single mother with four kids in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, in 68, I was 10. Mm. So if you remember, it wasn't a say no to drugs generation. And so my addictions turned into incarceration and until I looked back at my life one day when I was in my 30s and realized that I had eaten more state food or prison food in my life than I had free world food.
Yes.
And it really hit me hard. And I think then is when I realized that I was helpless. I tried the programs. I tried studying. I actually studied psychology, trying to figure out why I seemed to have such a big hole right in the middle of my chest. And but nothing seemed to work. And I can remember getting out of prison with the best of intentions. And 9 months later, was right back in jail in prison again. So I was at wit's end.
And don't you find that people, you know, throughout generations are always looking for something to fill that hole, and yet that something is Jesus, but we try the psychology and we try the pills and we try the drugs and we try all these different things and nothing can fill that void but Jesus Christ.
That's right. Nothing can.
Mm-hmm.
I tried for years and tried every substance. And, you know, even after a while, there was a time to when the drugs weren't working anymore. And
yes.
It was just all just chaos.
Mm.
And so the day that I pulled into a live nativity scene. It was like right before Christmas in the winter of 89. And I just went in there to see what a nativity scene looked like because Christmas at my house wasn't a good time. And lo and behold, I ended up having an encounter with a life-changing God up in a little Baptist church parking lot way up in the mountains of North Carolina. And that's what started this change within me.
Wow. And Bobby, you've written a song. It's called All I Needed.
Yes.
And I think this song really speaks to the heart of so many, you know, whether they're in prison or whether they're just in the prison of their own making, of their own dysfunction.
Right.
You know, maybe wearing a mask, walking around in society,
right,
looking like they have it all together, but in their heart, they're just a mess.
Happy on the outside and dying inside.
Absolutely. So I want to play this song, All I Needed. I think it's a great ministry. And you wrote this while you were in prison?
Yes, I
did. Okay. So All I Needed with Bobby McGee.
I've been running all my life. All I've found's been sorrow and strife. Wondering if there'd be a better day. I know I've made some wrong turns. And late at night the tears they burn. And it hurts more than I can say. So I turn to the pills for the answer. And in a bottle I only found insanity. What I needed all along was a savior to set me free. Please set me free. I Even now I'm hearing his call, the one who picks me up when I fall. And Lord knows that I need you. The prison walls that held me in, it's hard to even find a friend. And I'm tired of the way I've been living, you know it's true. So I turn to the pills for the answer. And in a bottle I only found insanity. What I needed all along was a savior to set me free. Please set me free. I'm gonna make a decision now. Accepting Christ is what it's about. And I reckon the time is at hand. So dear Lord, please walk with me through all my life and eternity. And help me, Lord, to make a stand. And that's what it means to be a man. Turned away from the pills for the answer, and the liquor that drove me insane. I called upon the grace of my Savior, His mercy and His love fall down like rain. You've been running all your lives, and all you found's been sorrow and strife. Well, let me tell you, brothers, there's a better way.
There's a better way. There is a better way. There's a better way, and that way is Jesus Christ. I'm talking with Bobby McGee of ChristSongMinistry.org. And Bobby has spent 22 years incarcerated because of a dysfunctional life, because of a broken heart. But today, Bobby and Christ Song Ministries, they go into over 100 prisons per year. Now they minister to the gospel to the broken, to those that are forgotten. And Bobby, we just thank you so much for what God's called you to do and how you spend your life now going in and ministering hope and healing to those who are broken and incarcerated. So, you know, tell us about your prison ministry.
Well, we go into prisons all over the country. We also work with a lot of youth, and it's been amazing to watch God open doors that going back into the same prisons that I did time in. It's been amazing. And without support and prayers from the good folks like to listen to this program, and we don't stand a chance. So I just thank you, Deborah, for being able to draw this attention to Christ Song.
Absolutely. Look up ChristSongMinistry.org for more of Bobby's music, for videos of their prison ministry, and for how to get in touch with Bobby and Nancy McGee. Thank you so much, Bobby.
Thank you, Deborah.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.